Track 10 and the final round of news stories. Parents share experiences of EHCP process. Counsellors have received powerful feedback from parents and carers of children with special educational needs and disabilities. The feedback came after a virtual session held last month by Devon County Council's Children's Scrutiny Committee. The session was convened to hear directly from families and professionals about their experiences of the Education Health and Care Plan, the EHCP system, and to gather practical insight to support future improvements. Councillor Frank Biederman, chairman of the committee, said, "The session was about listening openly and honestly. The experiences shared were heartfelt, at times difficult, and incredibly valuable. We are grateful to every parent and professional who gave their time and their trust." Parents described challenges, including delays beyond the statutory 20-week EHCP timeframe, inconsistent communication, and feeling that their views and those of the school's SENCOs were not always recognised. Some spoke about lengthy complaints mediation and tribunal processes, explaining the emotional and financial strain this had placed on their families. Suggestions to improve families' experiences included clearer step-by-step guidance on the EHCP process, named contacts with timely updates, better explanations behind decisions, and more consistent and compliant EHCPs supported by ongoing staff training. Parents also praised the Council's trauma-informed Bridges team and suggested its approach could be adopted more widely. A SENCO attending the session highlighted the significant amount of time schools spend completing paperwork linked to complaints and tribunals, which can reduce their capacity to provide direct support to children. They stressed that better early communication and partnership working with families could help ease this pressure and lead to improved outcomes. Parents also raised concerns about the suitability of some school buildings and the varied quality of SEND provision across the county. Several emphasised the need for more innovative approaches to teaching and learning styles to meet a broader range of needs. Councillor Denise Bickley, Cabinet Member for Services Supporting Young People with SEND, said, "Families were clear about what needs to improve and we're listening. Their feedback will guide our work as we continue strengthening the SEND system and building more positive, trusting relationships with parents."
For Middlewell's Secretary celebrates century. The former secretary and Ashburton farmer's wife celebrated her 100th birthday on Monday the 2nd of February. Joyce Amory marked the occasion with a small gathering at the Indulgent Tea Rooms in Newton Abbot, and she will enjoy a party this Saturday on February the 7th at Dainton Golf Course. Although born in Bodmin, Cornwall, Joyce maintains she is Devonian, having moved to Ashburton when she was just 6 weeks old. Educated at Greylands Primary School in Ashburton and Totnes Grammar School for Girls, Joyce's feisty nature was evident from a young age, and she often refused to wear the required school uniform, summer straw boater and winter beret. After leaving school, Joyce started secretarial training, but was called up at the age of 18 and sent off to work for the Admiralty in Bath. On her days off, she visited the local hospital where she wrote and read letters for blinded servicemen. After the war, she returned to Devon to complete her secretarial training in Newton Abbot before taking a job at the then Newton Abbot Urban District Council. She met a young farmer, Richard Amory, better known as Dick, and they were married in 1952 and lived on Way Farm. Joyce gave up work after marrying Dick to help on the farm, but continued to make use of her secretarial skills at Ashburton Young Conservatives Group, the Young Wives Group, and Ashburton Primary School Parent-Teacher Association. After Dick passed away in 1981, Joyce moved her family to Newton Abbot. She now lives in High Week, where she is cared for by her son John. Around 12 years ago, Joyce started showing the early signs of dementia, but despite this, continues to enjoy life, and her sparkle shines through in her dry sense of humour. She loves watching life from John's car on Teignmouth Seafront and Dartmoor, and she regularly attends the Totnes Memory Cafe and the Young at Heart Singing Group for past members of Newton Abbot and District Musical Comedy Society.
School recognised for children's rights work. An independent school in Moreton Hampstead, providing high support specialist education for young people, has received national recognition for its work on children's rights. Running Deer School, based in Court Street, has been awarded the UNICEF Rights Respecting Schools Bronze Award, known as Rights Committed. The award recognises schools that are working to place the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child at the centre of school life, including decision-making, behaviour and student voice. UNICEF said the Bronze Award shows a school has made a clear commitment to understanding and promoting children's rights across its community. Students played a key role in the process through the school's Rights Respecting Schools Student Steering Group, which helped lead activities and raise awareness among pupils and staff. One student member of the group said, "I feel honoured for this award and I will continue to work towards making sure rights are met across the school." Head of school, Geraldine Carter, said the achievement reflected work across the whole school community. "We are extremely proud of our students and excited to work towards the Silver Award," Geraldine added. As part of the Bronze Award process, the school completed staff and student surveys to assess understanding of children's rights, shared information with families and partner organisations, and developed a long-term action plan. Future plans include further work on inclusion and diversity, strengthening lessons on equality, and supporting pupils to understand how to use their voice responsibly. Running Deer School is part of Running Deer CIC, a not-for-profit organisation.
Tynmouth Rotary celebrates young artists. Young artists and photographers from Tynmouth Community School, TCS, showcased their talent in a public exhibition at the town's pavilions last month, thanks to sponsorship by Tynmouth Rotary. Works were judged by professional photographer Lisa Skillman of Ocean Blue Art Studio in Sheldon and Tynmouth artist and author Laura Wall. The photography first prize went to Honey Bircham for a striking photograph of a stag, praised for its detail and reflective quality. Second prize went to Violet Noble for the inventive People's Shadow image, which used miniature figures to create dynamic shadows and movement. A painting inspired by the unique perspective and spaciousness of the Eden Project biome won Lucas Osborne first prize in the art category. Amira Price earned second prize for a piece distinguished by its vibrant colours, patterns and textures.
Newton Abbott's Richard Underhill honoured by Royal British Legion. The Vice Chairman of Newton Abbott's branch of the Royal British Legion has been recognised for his commitment, support and outstanding service. The Devon County branch of the Armed Forces charity recently held its annual general meeting at South Moulton. The meeting was attended by Jan Buxton, trustee from Hague House, London, who spoke about the future visions for the Royal British Legion. Also in attendance was Richard Underhill, member of the Newton Abbott branch for many years. Richard was presented with a gold badge and awarded in recognition of commitment, support and outstanding service to the town's branch, the local community, the county and the armed forces community generally. "I was humbled to receive the award," said Richard. "It was totally unexpected."